Stone Barrington woke to the loudest explosive noise he had ever heard, and there was more to come. Lightning flashed, illuminating his bedroom at his house in Dark Harbor, Maine. Then a hammering on the roof began. He switched on a bedside light. It came on for a moment, then went off for a few seconds. Then he heard the generator kick in, and the lamp came on again. Holly Barker came running into the room. He had not even noticed her absence. She dived into bed and clung to him. "Please tell me this is a thunderstorm and not a nuclear attack," she whimpered. "It's the mother of all thunderstorms," Stone said, then switched on the TV to the Weather Channel. A man stood before a weather chart, and there was a large red splotch on it where Maine should have been. "It's a nor'easter," Stone said. "Last night they were saying this would come in the night, then pass offshore. I think it's making itself at home."
"I am not flying in that little jet of yours today," Holly said.
"Nobody is. You can tell them at the office that you have a real good excuse for not showing up. You can refer them to the weather radar."
"What's that terrible noise on the roof?" Holly asked.
"That's called rain."
"That's not like any rain I've ever heard on any roof," she said.
"The Weather Channel guy was predicting 8 to 12 inches of rain in our neighborhood."
"Is your airplane going to be okay?"
"Fortunately, it's waterproof. And yesterday, Seth drove stakes into the ground and tied it down so it won't blow away."
"You were expecting this?"
"No, but Seth was. He's a Mainer. He put extra lines and fenders on the boats, too."
"Look out the window. It's as though we are underwater."
"We are, in a way."
"Why haven't we lost power?"
"We have, but our 25-kilowatt generator kicked in, and that keeps the whole house running."
"For how long?"
"Until that 500-gallon tank of diesel runs out, and that will take a long time."
"How long?"
"I don't know."
They put on robes and went down for breakfast. Seth's wife, Mary, was putting food on the table as if nothing unusual had happened.
"Morning," she said cheerfully.
"Morning, Mary," Stone replied. "How many days of provisions do we have stocked?"
"Oh, don't you worry about that, Mr. Stone. We won't starve. Good thing we have that 20 pounds of moose in the freezer that Mr. Rawls gave us last year."
"Moose?" Holly said. "Last year?"
"Ed Rawls goes moose hunting every year," Stone said. "He has a hard time getting rid of the meat."
"What's moose like?" Holly asked.
"I haven't the slightest idea, and I thought I was never going to find out, but one never knows, do one?" As Fats Waller used to say.
"Who's Fats Waller?"
"Oh, you child. A large, brilliant pianist, songwriter, and singer of the 1920s and 30s.
"I hope you don't think I remember the 1920s and 30s.
"You don't remember World War II either, but it happened. So did Fats Waller."
They devoured scrambled eggs and sausage and Wolferman's English muffins, washed down with orange juice, and followed by black coffee, an espresso roast. Seth lit the living room fire, though it wasn't all that cold. It just seemed that way. Stone and Holly showered together, as usual, and got into some L.L. Bean clothes. As they came downstairs, the doorbell was ringing. Stone opened it to find a suit of bright yellow waterproof clothing topped by a seaman's hat, a thick mustache, and round glasses.
"Come in, Ed," Stone said to Rawls. "What the hell are you doing out in this?" "Hoping to divert a minor disaster," Rawls said. "The ferry got sideways and had to be realigned."
It was late in the Labor Day holiday weekend, and the folks from away, as the Mainers called them, had abandoned the island yesterday in a rush. This happened every Labor Day, not just when there was a nor'easter.
"I hadn't heard. Nothing to worry about now. I had a look at the airfield. Your aircraft is still attached firmly to the ground. Always good news. Anybody hurt in the foo-farah?" "No, and only one murder."
"Who got murdered?"
"No ID yet. He was found on the ferry deck.
The state police won't venture out until this storm is gone.